One of the great events of the summer is going on this week in Stillwater, and it is the Special Olympics of Minnesota Summer Games. And here to talk about the Summer Games is Dave Dorn, CEO of Special Olympics of Minnesota. Dave, thanks very much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thanks for having us. We love talking about what we're doing. We really love being in the Stillwater area for Summer Games.
Well, this is the second year that you've held the Summer Games in the Stillwater area. How did it go last year, and did that help make you decide to come back to Stillwater Area High School again?
Sure. You know what? We had a phenomenal. It's always a little challenging when you move venues, because we're a fairly big event with, you know, over 1,500 athletes and 1,400 volunteers, and then you throw in family members and spectators, and it gets to be pretty sizable. And just the logistics of that, it's always, you know, after you've done something for so many years, to switch to a new location, you're always a little nervous. And so coming into Stillwater, we were excited but a little apprehensive, just because it was a new venue, and it couldn't have gone better. And the not only was the venue perfect for us, but also the people that we worked with in the community and the people and staff, as well as students of the Stillwater High School, were out in full force and not only rolled out the red carpet, but were there throughout volunteering in different capacities. And it made our experience, not only for us as an organization, but for our athletes, exceptional. And so we were thrilled to be able to come back again this year.
This is the 40th anniversary of Special Olympics, and as the brother of a young man who participated in some of the earliest Special Olympics competitions in Wisconsin, it's kind of hard to believe both how long it's been, how far it's come, and then also why didn't this happen before. But in the 40 years, Special Olympics has really expanded its operations across the country.
Yeah, it's crazy. If you think about Special Olympics starting, you know, in its inception by Eunice Kennedy Shriver in her backyard with, you know, we have video clips of 15 to 20, you know, athletes in the pool. And now you're looking at over 4 million athletes in 170 countries around the world. It is perhaps one of the biggest, you know, entrepreneurial, whatever you want to call it, success stories that you could compare to any business around. I mean, it's phenomenal. And so to see where you know, people have come for when it first started, and you know, you're talking about getting rid of institutions, to now, you know, that many athletes participating, 50% of our athletes have jobs. We've come a long, long way. And the exciting thing is, We have done great things, but the path going forward is even more exciting as we break down those barriers even more and we talk about all of our new programs around inclusion and unified sports and youth programs, so people with and without disabilities are competing together on the same team or in the same lineup, and that's a big push going forward, and we're really excited about that.
Now, the registration begins at 9:30 this morning. The wheelchair event starts at 11:30 at the Stillwater High School area track, along with the softball and tennis throws. And then on Friday and Saturday, all the rest of the athletes come in. And you even have some participatory events involving people who are not Special Olympics athletes, including a 5K run on Friday.
Yep, we do. We're really excited about that. We've got a couple new things this year that will be happening is the 5K on Friday, and that's open to the public. And that will start off, and that's in conjunction with our partnership with law enforcement. So Special Olympics and law enforcement partner around the world with the mission to spread awareness and raise funds for Special Olympic athletes and programs globally. Here in Minnesota, and I know in Wisconsin as well, those are two of probably the most successful programs in those partnerships. And so we're really proud of that, and they are part of this 5K, and bringing that, the law enforcement is the group that brings in our torch to light the our Olympic Games torch there at ceremonies. And so it's a phenomenal event and open to the public for the first time.
And that will be on Friday with the ceremony starting at 3:30. One other thing the Special Olympics does that has been such an expansion over the years is that you will have a healthy athletes village at the Stillwater Area High School. You've talked about how the how participants in Special Olympics go on to get jobs, to go to further to school, to take part in other activities in the rest of the society. But Healthy Village is also an attempt to, well, help the athletes develop life skills, develop life health habits that go on just beyond training to run the race.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it is our athlete population is more susceptible by 40% to preventable diseases than the rest of the population. And a lot of our athletes don't have access to just some of those screenings, and or they're afraid to go to the doctor, or they don't have transportation, or whatever it may be. So what we do is we have, at Healthy Athlete Village, we have 7 different screenings where medical volunteers come in and screen our athletes for eyesight, for hearing, for fitness, for flexibility, for body density, and all of those different things. And we catch a lot of things early on through this practice, and we make it fun for our athletes to come through. We encourage them all to come through, and anybody that's out there with an intellectual disability, even if they're not competing, they are welcome to come through the Healthy Athlete Village.
You go to these events and you get inspired. The sporting events begin at 11:30. They run through Saturday at Stillwater Area High School. Minnesota Special Olympics Summer Games going on this week. And, Dave, we wish you and the athletes the best of success this weekend, and hope the weather stays nice and cool so everybody can enjoy the events.
You know, we do as well. Either way, we're going to have a lot of great things that are going to happen out there this weekend. You'll see a lot of athletes doing some phenomenal things. And, you know, they've been training for 10, 12 weeks to get to this point. And so they'll be out in full force.
Dave, thanks very much. Dave Dorn, CEO, Special Olympics Minnesota. And Dave, I guess finally, this is a year-round event, not just the weekend here, but Special Olympics is a year-round organization. How can people help out Special Olympics?
Oh, yeah, thanks so much for bringing that up. You know, actually, that's very true. Is many people, when I first started, they said, oh, Dave, when is Special Olympics? And it's not just a track and field meet. We're over 100 competitions throughout the year. We're leadership programs. We have camps going on. And so we have different sports going on year-round. And so if you go to our website, SpecialOlympicsMinnesota.org, you can see all the different ways that you can get involved. And really, that's how, well, we serve 7,500 athletes today. We want that number to be even greater. And the best way for us to do that is to get people to volunteer and be a part of the movement. And you come out, I guarantee you'll want to get involved.
Special Olympics Minnesota, their summer games at Stillwater Area High School this morning through Saturday. Dave Dorn, the CEO of Special Olympics, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Jeff.